again, it's Gamers Roundtable with your lovely host that is now pink hair. I don't know why I said now pink hair. I'm always pink hair.
You've been pink hair for like 9 months.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 9 months.
But they
months.
Might not know that. So to you, it's new.
Well, you should show your face more. You should do more videos. Videos.
I'm J. Cora.
And I'm Soul Spring.
Yeah. So, welcome back, guys, once again. So we're going to start, as always, with what you've been playing.
What I've been playing? Well, I texted you about this earlier, but
yeah.
Today I jumped into Dead Space 3, the demo. I thought it was absolutely fabulous. Now, yeah. I'm not a huge Dead Space fan. Dead Space is not my cup of tea, but I did the single-player demo as well as the co-op demo, and I enjoyed the co-op demo. I enjoyed the way that the banter was back and forth. It was pretty funny. And the fact that the actual dialogue changes when you're playing co-op instead of playing solo. And so Dead Space, I would play that game co-op. I wouldn't play it solo. I'd play it co-op. The other thing that I was playing today, the Crysis 3 multiplayer beta, kind of Fast and Furious. First time playing the Crysis 3. I played Crysis 2, but I thought it was pretty good. It was all right. I enjoyed it. I didn't like Sniper. People move too fast on that thing, so it's hard to get a bead on folks. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good. But Dead Space.
See, Dead Space isn't for me because like, I enjoy the game and what everyone says they appreciate about the game, but just I realized a long time ago that Dead Space is one of those games, it's not for me, okay? I just can't do it.
Now, that's what I don't understand. You play Resident Evil.
Very rarely. I mean, I didn't tell you about that. I tried the whole playing in the dark thing with my Turtle Beaches on and everything, and I freaked out.
Did you record it?
No.
Why not?
Because
that was the whole point of the exercise.
I know. That's it's just that. I needed someone to hold my hand. I couldn't record that.
And
the fact that I like partially like, cried and like knocked over a lamp in the process was like, this is why we can't record.
Let's do it again. But this time, I won't be in
the
room.
No, because like I was fighting these retarded looking like bug zombie things that like disintegrated when I kicked them. Like I don't know what's going on. I'm on a submarine. This girl was like naked in this tube thing. I don't understand. What am I fighting? They look like humans, but they're like bug zombie things.
It's just Resident Evil.
I don't understand what's happening.
They're residents, and they're evil.
But mostly, I've been trying to like stop being such a comic book virgin lately. So I like actually went to a comic book store and got educated on some stuff. I started talking to this girl, Comic Book Girl 19. That's kind of a staple, so go check her out because she's awesome. She knows everything there is to know about everything comic book-wise.
I'm going to test her knowledge.
Yeah. So she actually like recommended some comic books. I picked up this one called Empowered from Adam Warren. He's pretty cool. And some Birds of Prey stuff because I'm a girl. I can't help it.
I knew it.
And some of them, like, just, like, super old Batman, like, year one stuff, too. So.
Bump that. It's Batman Year One on Netflix.
Yeah,
That's what I'm watching.
No, but, like, so far they're good, and I really recommend all of them to anybody, especially Empowered. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'll ask you a question. Since you mentioned Batman, what's going to happen with that franchise now?
I don't know, because they actually pointed out that their register suggests that there's going to be another one, but no one really said anything about that so far. They just kind of like said, hey, there's possibly going to be another Batman, Arkham World possibly, Joker teaser, but no one really...
Now, Batman, that's fine. They have to make...
Yeah, that's like kind of like, you have to do something. You can't just leave me here. It's like Half-Life 4. You can't just leave me here.
Some rumors are like it's going to be a prequel when he first met Joker. But then again, others talking about Joker's not really dead. And he's going to be back.
Well, I think like the way Batman the series is in general, you can't just kill Joker. I mean, you can kind of like give off this air like aura that he actually is gone. He's dead and everyone freaks out. But knowing the Joker, he's not gone.
He's not gone.
Something is going on here.
If Superman gets his back broken by Doomsday, he just goes into a healing coma, and my fingers are in quotation marks right now.
Superman,
you can't really
is
kill.
A wuss.
He beat Goku.
I don't care. I don't like Superman.
Those that didn't see Screw Attack's death battle, Superman versus Goku.
Superman has too many powers. He's such a nice guy. I don't like him. It's like you can replace everyone in Justice League.
Well, who is your favorite comic book hero?
Batman.
Out of everybody, you're picking Batman? You know what I'm picking? Somebody nobody talked about.
I think Spawn kind of too.
The White Lantern.
The White Lantern?
There's a White Lantern. There's more than just a Green Lantern. There are Black Lanterns. There are
I mean, I never really got into the Green Lantern because, like, I was like I said, I'm a comic book version. So I'm like,
but if I had there a power, a whole lot. I wanted to be the White Lantern because he actually, like, has the power of life, like, powered by the entity or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's, like, just vicious. And plus, when I saw his uniform, I'm like, yeah.
This is what I'm saying, though. I don't know these things.
White and black?
Like, all I know is Batman, Superman, Justice League, Avengers, Spawn, and, like, Birds of Prey stuff.
How about this nugget? Death Battle, Batman lost to Spider-Man.
Why is Spider-Man even here? No one invited him. Go away. You're not in the Avengers or Justice League for a reason, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Do you think we can ever get a Superman video game comparable to the Batman Arkham City and Batman Arkham
Asylum? I don't
Asylum.
Think so, because I think there's certain things you can do with Batman and Superman you can't do with both of them together. You can
but
do
what
them
I'm
separately,
saying is,
but
even
not...
No, his own separate title.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like the way everyone says Smallville was like a great success. I don't think it was, but it was a great success for Superman. It's something you can do for Superman's story. And everyone's like, oh, we should do it in Batman. Like, no, Batman isn't going to work that way. It's not the same kind of material you can use that way.
No.
And for Superman, as far as video games, because he has so many powers and he's so strong, it's like it's really hard to make a game that's actually going to be good with Superman. Mm-hmm. Batman has limitations. He's a human.
You take it into the fact that Batman actually became a criminal in the beginning to learn how criminals think.
Yeah.
You know, he actually went out and stole and robbed and pillaged and Robin Hood.
But it's just
people.
There's certain
you know,
paths
not,
you can go down.
Not in a maliceful way, but, you know, like a great quote from Batman Begins, the first time I had to steal so I wasn't starving, so I didn't starve, I began to have different thoughts about the misconceptions of what is right and what is wrong. I think that was awesome. Can you do that in a series like Smallville? I absolutely don't think you can pull
but
that off.
But to pull off, like, a Superman video game with the same, like, great defining qualities of the Arkham series goes. It's not going to happen with Superman. I mean, if it does, it could possibly happen, yeah. But it takes a lot of work and dedication.
I think
because it's such a different type of source material.
That's why I think like stuff like the Justice League, I don't see it having as much success as the Avengers does. The reason being, and we're like way on superheroes and stuff.
Yes.
But the reason being is because you got Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Martian Manhunter. They have the same powers.
Yeah. Superman, and the fact that everyone in Justice League kind of overpowers one another. Avengers,
they
all have kind of like complementing issues, complementing powers.
Yeah.
But Justice League is just a bunch of overpowered people together.
So they're overpowered people
in Batman.
And they have Batman. all these overpowered people in Batman.
So
okay.
It's like you can replace the entire Justice League with Superman and Batman. They wouldn't even notice.
Batman defeated the entire Justice League. But with time to prepare, I must say. For those that haven't seen Justice League Doom, go out and see it.
Look when Batman got the ring of... Green Lantern's ring.
It's yeah, terrible. that is a version of overpowered. No, imagine if Batman got the fear ring. But no,
I thought he did.
But then it's weird. Willpower.
I thought it was one time where he did get the.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's one where he got both. Because Green Lantern was like, you can't do my job. I was like, yes, I can. Give me your ring. I'll show you. And then he became the most overpowered superhero ever known to man.
Yeah, but.
You can't give Batman a power.
But you look
will.
At, like, you take, like, Superman once described the Martian Manhunter as him and Batman combined. You can't. Who are they gonna fight?
I mean, I think that's the biggest
they have to fight
issue.
Gods, because, just to make it even. You know what I'm saying? And
Thor and all his many brothers.
Yeah.
But
it's just I don't.
No,
get
it's just
it.
The way that the whole superhero thing is. Is there's certain reasons that Marvel does great movies, and then DC does very different types of movies. Mm-hmm. Marvel can do the comedic relief, kind of corny, happy superhero movies. That actually have like mm-hmm. these amazing, good endings where everyone's okay, kind of at the end. Mm-hmm. And then DC has these movies where everything's really out of a like kind of a journey of like self-understanding and mm-hmm. self-loathing. All DC's movies like Batman, I'm pretty sure Man of Steel is going to be like this too. All those movies and all those shows are always about kind of like defining yourself as a person and like learning all these deep dark secrets about yourself. Then Marvel's always like, ha ha, laughs, Iron Man farted in a suit, ha. So,
tank missile.
Yeah. So it's very different kind of source material and the way they use that material, which makes things different, where I think it's just the movie would kind of be okay.
Okay.
But it would be a very different type of movie. People would go and think it's going to be like Avengers, but it's not going to be the same type of movie. It's going to be like Dark Knight, but with all of them together.
All right. The director of Dark Knight is?
Christopher Nolan.
The director of The Avengers is?
Joss Whedon. Host of the Whedon.
Joss
no.
Whedon.
It is?
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Now. a Josh Whedon Avengers versus a Christopher Nolan JLA.
They're very different types of movies. That's why everyone, like, you can't really judge them in the same category because they're very different types of movies. It's like if you judge Notebook in movie 43.
That is the largest cop-out I think I've ever heard. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out.
Well, if you really want to argue, we can break it down. There's got
to be a way where we can make it tangible to find a definitive winner. Got to be a way.
We can't find a definitive winner. But it's like the way I think about it personally, they are different kinds of movies. But if you do want to like talk about which one is the better movie, it's a very teeter-tottering situation for me. But I do believe that Avengers was better for me. And so, I mean, it's kind of like a certain sense kind of thing. Like, I did like Avengers better at times. But Dark Knight was an amazing, epic movie. But at the same time, it's like, this is kind of doesn't make any sense. Why did this happen?
What doesn't make any sense?
How did he live?
Who?
Don't say because he's Batman. How did Batman live?
Because
he's Batman.
How did he live? Okay, he fixed the autopilot. That's how he lived.
There's no way you could have escaped that explosion alive.
Sure, it could. Sure, he could. Haven't you seen the Mythbusters? The
let's,
shockwave.
Let's have
test?
Mythbusters. Pull that one. So
the
like,
shockwave test. But here's the thing. There's no telling when he jumped out.
Yeah,
all
that
he
too.
Had to do was be old. I mean, that think too. About how far that plane went off the coast
yeah.
to explode. There's no telling when he jumped out. So he could
but they
jumped
said like
out.
A 6 mile radius, though. So like, did he have like a jetpack on while he was in the thing? Just like jump out. Ooh, jetpack. Hey, I'm back.
No, he jumped out and glid with the
you
knife
can't glide
inside.
6 miles that fast.
It wasn't a 6 mile bomb. Well, maybe it wasn't
he
six said
it was a 6 mile
bomb.
Radius.
6 mile radius. Okay, but here's the thing. The bat had its jet boosters on, so it was traveling at a very fast rate. He could have ejected right as soon as he got off the island.
Yeah.
He could have ejected.
Yeah.
What are people going to say? I saw Batman fall. No, you don't know what that is.
Yes. No. But I did like Batman, and it's just like the same way Avengers has those corny things like, oh, this doctor who was being mind-controlled by Loki suddenly had the one usual consciousness to put a bomb inside the thing to where he can just deactivate it coincidentally.
I knew what I was doing the whole time.
But I just still betrayed you guys.
Then I
even though I knew what I was
you.
Doing.
I ought to shoot you.
It's like the whole Spider-Man thing, like, I cleaned your father's wounds. Like, you didn't tell me that a year ago before I got the grenade to my face?
Your father died by his own blade.
You didn't tell me that before I got hit in the face with a grenade?
Absolutely stupid. We have spent, like, 10 minutes on comic book characters.
That was a really important thing, though.
It was well worth
so
it.
I think both Batman and Avengers have their corniness, but it's like I still feel personally
honestly, Batman is overrated.
A little.
Yeah, I said it.
A little.
Yeah, I said it. I think Batman is honestly, I think
it is put on a pedestal for
because
the.
You got people like, well, like I said, like the White Lantern. That's the power I would want to have. My favorite comic book character of all time, really, is Wolverine. He's my favorite comic book character, and people have argued. Who would win in a fight, Wolverine or Batman? And they were like, Batman will win. We have time to prepare. If Batman walks up on Wolverine, it's game over. Game is done. All those things that Batman
well, no,
because
Wolverine
belt,
can regenerate.
Won't kill him.
Yeah.
Well, if you read the comics, Wolverine has been incinerated down to a skeleton and has regenerated before.
Yeah.
So it's like, but Batman
it's
will
like
win.
One of those things where Batman, tech-wise, he could win, but still Wolverine. Wolverine cannot die, apparently, so you can't really do anything to kill him.
Wolverine, you,
there is no fight.
According to the Xavier protocols, you have to cut his head off
and take
and
it
drag
like,
it away from his body.
Yeah.
And you really can't cut his head off with adamantium skeleton.
So you can't really kill him.
Hard
I mean,
to kill
Deadpool, Wolverine. Yeah, but you can't really kill Wolverine.
Now they chopped, I heard somebody, I read somewhere, Deadpool was chopped up and mailed and still survived.
Because I think they were saying, like, he can still survive, but his body won't, like, regenerate its pieces because they're all still, like, separated from one another or whatever. Yeah, but it's confusing. It's weird. That's a good 15 minutes of our podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
On comic books and
I think
movies.
It's better than the other topic you want to talk about, that Dead Island retribution or retaliation
Riptide.
Or Riptide.
We can just touch on that real quick then. As you guys know, Riptide, well, not really, Dead Island, that thing that Deep Silver is doing. Dead Island looked like it was an amazing game.
Honestly,
first
I
out.
Think they're trying to capitalize off the fact that Alabama won the BCS championship and they wanted to call it Roll Tide, but it's
like
a
nope.
copyright infringement, so we're going to call it Riptide. But go ahead. Okay, I digress.
But Dead Island was one of those games everyone's like, oh my God, it's going to be so awesome. It came out like, this is not what I thought it was.
It was lackluster.
It was terrible. Personally, it was terrible. I couldn't even get in the game. It wouldn't work. the game just would not work.
The mechanics were too slow.
Everything was too slow. The server did not work. No. The game was stupid.
Yeah.
Why, if we're on an island, we're supposed to be surviving. Why are there freaking machetes and guns everywhere? This is an island.
Yeah.
You don't go to Disney World and fight shotguns all the time.
Yeah. The trailer for that was so misleading.
Yeah. And that's the thing, to too, me. Where Riptide has the same kind of like emotionally tear-jerking trailer. Not the same because it's not as long. You're like kind of, I've been warned before. I know what to look for now. You're not getting me this time. I know what you're doing here. You're not getting me. Not this time, no book. Nicholas Sparks.
I laughed at the notebook.
Dear John. Not getting
me. I'll just erase your notebook.
But I thought you said Horatio.
No.
Horatio Crane.
No.
But
I looked at the gameplay and I was like, meh. Eh, meh.
I mean, that's why I feel bad because a lot of games I see nowadays just
meh.
Maybe I'll shake it out. But Riptide. I don't even know what to call this game. Just that Dead Island thing and they're
Deep
doing.
Tide 6.
Deep Tide 6. Deepest bluest. Has like a shark's fin. All day.
LL Fool J. It looks okay. It doesn't look okay. I mean, the graphics look all right from what I've seen. But what game doesn't look pretty good graphically? I mean, seriously.
I mean,
what
this is the only game I've seen.
Especially
like
games
kind of
that are getting like major market attention, that are getting, you know, that are getting promoted up the yin yang.
Yeah, they all
what,
look
what
good.
Don't look good. What,
this is like
one
of those games,
really
kind
of
like,
good.
Is this being played on the PS3? Are we playing this on a? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But
I'm not excited about the title. I'll tell you that.
I'm not. I mean, I really wasn't even paying attention to it until like one of my newest staff members. He wrote an article about this. Actually, go check it out. It'll be in the description area. But I wasn't paying attention
one
to the game.
One of our newest staff members, everybody. I have never been called a staff member.
You are. You're my co-host.
You know, it's okay. I'm your co-host, but we were gone for a year.
You're still my co-host.
A year. You know what I co-hosted that entire year? I was down at former John's Chuck Wagon.
Rosie O'Donnell's bisexual bridal
Stop,
party.
Stop. That's enough. You went too far. Too far. Absolutely too far. Even mentioning Rosie O'Donnell up in here, my mic is beginning to fall apart because of what you said up in here. It's ridiculous.
Horatio Crane.
That is ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to buy you Dead Island for Christmas.
No.
Yep.
Like the Twilight trading cards.
Matter of fact, I'm going to, you know what, cruel joke I'm going to play on you, and I'm going to tell you about it, and then I'm probably going to do it. I'm going to take all your games and replace them with Dead Island. Yeah, I'm gonna put the covers of the other games on the top of the disc.
That's
so you
so messed
think
up.
They're different. You just gonna
just kill them all. I was like, what's going on?
You're putting in Borderlands. Man. What is the Dead Island? Yeah.
It's like, am I gonna die? What's going? What?
I know we should play somebody like that, but we have to get still screened at cost.
Yeah.
But I think it would be fun.
But that's the thing. You guys go check out the trailer and whatnot. It's everything about Dead Island is pretty meh. So just tell us how you feel about that whole situation.
Yeah.
And next topic.
What's the next topic?
AAA titles.
AAA titles.
So apparently lots of developers and lots of rumors going around that there are some AAA titles being developed.
Now explain to us, what is a AAA title?
A AAA title, the easiest way you can explain it is a bigger headlining title like the Uncharted, Mass Effects. Those are AAA titles.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger, greatly marketed, hugely loved, huge, great, amazing, just really detailed games that are put a lot into. Like the AAA just amazing.
Like America's
gonna be awesome.
Old credit rating.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stay
All by. Right, so they've been developed, but for what?
Well, there's rumors they're being developed. There's rumors of an Uncharted 4 being developed. There's rumors of certain companies developing new games. They're not saying what they are. They're just saying for new consoles. Usually AAA titles kind of come with the idea of a new console or a new generation or something new being added onto the consoles we have. Which last AAA titles we have, we're going to be like Mass Effect stuff, where we're like continuations and endings of series and final.
And everybody
consoles.
Remember with Mass Effect, Soul Springs Proclamation.
Yeah.
Not over.
It's copyrighted.
Not over.
Yeah.
So
but
So this could be, these rumors could be the beginning.
This could be the beginning of PS4s and 720s and all that good stuff.
Mm.
So there's still lots of rumors going around about the new gen console. There's lots of stuff coming on every day saying, oh, we're going to be doing this, we're going to be doing that. Developing kits have already been out for a while. Developing kits are usually meaning there's going to be a new console very, very soon.
I think we're going to see him at E3. I think we're going to see something at E3.
You're going to see something at E3, at least like a hint at something, whether it's going to be just Sony or just Xbox or just Microsoft.
You know what? You know what? Sam, we're going to see something at E3. I think it's too generic. So I'm just going to say we're going to see something at E3. We are going to see something about regarding the next-gen consoles. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see more games. All these like triplet titles are being rumored about. We're actually going to see them actually come out because – at the last E3, there was Watch Dogs, which was pretty much the only like standalone AAA title that was kind of shown at E3. Everything else kind of continuations or just, and Watch Dogs looked really, really good from what everyone was showing.
It was. I got a chance to get into it. It was interesting, but it didn't provide anything new to me. I mean, it kind of took from Grand Theft Auto. Mafia.
It looked kind of
Batman,
like Grand Theft Auto, Deus Ex,
all mashed in together.
But to say the least, from everything else
but
that was
they
shown,
they did it very well. Yeah, let me say that they did it very well.
I'm more interested in the multiplayer aspect that they did show like momentarily at E3. It was more of like a cat and mouse game with all these gadgets that you're shown. So it's kind of interesting to see how it's going to play out.
They took elements from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, you can see Ubisoft does that a lot. Actually, Ubisoft takes elements from the other games a lot.
But you know what?
Splinter Cell.
I mean, but that's the only way that you build upon it, though. I mean, think about it. What game is really original?
What any like anywhere is really original?
You know what? What's really original? Then again, I think Batman Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum was kind of a new spin on things.
I think that's why it was so successful. Not only do you have one of the most iconic characters ever to be created,
you actually have a character you can actually feel like you're playing this character. You don't feel like
I felt like I was Batman.
You have all his gadgets and all his like tech, all his like resources. So it's actually you feel like you're Batman, which is something very rare in superhero games or games made from anybody who's already established somewhere.
And you know what? I'm going to make a confession. When I first played the game, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. When we first
played
Arkham Asylum.
Because I know at first, like it took me a while to get into
it. I didn't, and
it
I was
freaked
like,
me out
played,
a lot.
Like,
I was scared.
This is terrible. I actually said that about Arkham Asylum. Forgive me. I went back and I played. I'm like, this game is awesome. What
What's
was I
wrong
thinking?
With me?
And you know what was wrong? It was because it was so different from everything that I had played.
Get up
I
on
didn't
that
know.
Far Cry,
and so it was harder to jump, huh?
Get up on that Far Cry,
man. Getting up on that Far Cry, man. That Far Cry is for wusses.
You bite your tongue, sir.
I ain't biting nothing. My tongue don't taste like cinnamon, so I ain't gonna bite it.
Wow, I never heard that one before.
Yeah, but
heard that one.
Far Cry, just hey, I didn't say it's not a bad game. It's just not for me. Yeah. It was just too much. Oh, let me go. I got too distracted, and that is my fault. But then again, I got tired of looking for herbs and berries and jumping in.
You didn't have to though.
Yeah, I did.
It comes.
I got tired of doing
the island
from
comes.
The beginning of the game. It doesn't come.
It comes.
It doesn't come. It doesn't come.
Woo.
That's ridiculous.
It comes.
No, it doesn't. I would rather
the
play.
Leopard kid golden tiger skin burlap statue.
No, my tattoo wasn't growing fast enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it doesn't
completely finish because like the end has this kind of spin on it. I'm sure if you actually get your whole tattoo at the end of the game, depending on what you pick. So.
Well, then it's a farce. It's a complete ripoff.
But
what's the next topic?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? Yeah.
No.
That ain't it.
Next topic is about Cliff Belinsky from Epic. As you guys know, if you don't know, he used to be the, he worked for Epic. He was like Epic's front man pretty much because everyone knows who Cliff Belinsky is. He's the Gears guy. Yeah, Cliffy B. So he has not been working for Epic for a while. He like resigned maybe a couple months ago. So he actually can be more vocal about how he feels about things. And last thing he said recently was that he was really upset about the marketing issues with Bulletstorm. And as you guys know, Bulletstorm came out fall last year, was it? Either fall last year or the beginning of quarter one last year. And Bulletstorm was lackluster. I mean, it was cool at first, but then like...
Bulletstorm, there are many ways to kick some tail.
That was pretty much it. And he was upset because the marketing issues were that the game was marketed to be more of like a just guns and boobs kind of game. It wasn't the sci-fi adventure that he wanted.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
Battlestar Galactica.
The Gun Edition.
The Gun Edition.
The Metal Edition.
Star Trek without phasers. Set bullets to kill.
Set phasers to love beam.
No. No.
But
that's the one thing I don't like about Star Trek. Just the combat is just so. The newest Star Trek, the updated one,
Into Darkness,
was awesome. The trailer for the Into Darkness looked pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But when I saw Bulletstorm, it was, to me, you know, the game was marketed as see how many ways you can kill somebody.
It was marketed kind of like a Borderlands kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's there's not really much of a story, just guns and killing people and guns.
Exactly.
And I played the demo. I think you played the demo as well.
I played the game.
Yeah. Well, I played the demo, and it's like, it was interesting. But it's like, after maybe 5 minutes, you're like, okay, I want to do something else now.
I got bored halfway through the game, to be honest. I got really, really bored.
And he was just saying that halfway the development, they changed what they were going for because it was marketed to be something very different from what they were making.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made some issues. So he was really upset about that game more than anything because it was marketed very differently from the way it was being made.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the game he felt was a flop. Because the fact that it was marketed as sort of like a Borderlands kind of like cop-out kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
I felt the game was a flop because there was really, the question is, did they change the entire game because of that marketing?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Pretty sure like at that point in development when marketing comes in, it probably changed a couple of things about it.
In my point of view, you know, unless you completely ripped the guts out of the game and changed it, that game was lackluster because it wasn't that good of a game.
It wasn't that much to the game. I mean, personally, I feel like there wasn't.
After you get the first stage or the first couple of checkpoints, playing, you know, you reach your first objective, you've gotten the gist of what the game is going to be all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kept going looking for something deeper, and the only thing I got was different type of enemies, some different type of guns, different ways to kill people.
It felt like Azor's Wrath for me. So, like, after, like, the first level, you're like, I know what's going on. Angry, double DBZ characters on steroids.
Exactly.
With eight arms. Freaking out.
No plots and twists.
No, there was no plot.
No plot twist.
I mean, personally, I feel like there was not much of a plot at all. There wasn't anything going there. It was just like guns killing people and guns and possible boobs.
Yeah, so that, to me, Cliffy B, that's why that game was lackluster.
I mean, I understand where you're going with that
idea. I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, marketing can play a part in it, but on the other side of the coin, for those of us that play the game,
because
really
marketing changes your perception of what you're going to expect, but the fact that if it's going to be such a great sci-fi adventure, we would have gotten that regardless of how marketing showed it
Case
to us.
Case in point. Deus Ex.
Deus Ex was marketed as sort of like a just FPS thing. And it came out
and
being.
It was so much more espionage.
Yeah, it was more of an espionage RPG story. It was very story involved.
Very story involved.
And it wasn't advertised that way at all.
And it wasn't advertised that much.
Yeah, it was a very under the radar game. So the fact that marketing plays a part, like marketing does, but at the same time, it doesn't play that big of a part where it can destroy
a larger audience and try to spur people on. But how many people bought Duke Nukem?
Yeah.
Look how it was marketing, you know what I mean? So to say that's why a game did bad, because you got to remember, in all of marketing, the number one most powerful tool in marketing is word of mouth.
Yeah. And that's how Deus Ex was so great, because it was such a good game. It was word of mouth. It's got it around.
Exactly.
Everyone played it.
I mean, think about movies. Movies, when people go see a movie, it may have a strong first box office. But how do you tell that if it's a good movie? That second week, when
that
people
week
that have
going,
saw it
going.
Goes and tells everybody, oh, this was a great movie or it sucked. How many movies have we seen plummet? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's like Avengers. Avengers was on top for like how long was it?
Ever.
And like I worked at the movie theater at the time. Like it was ridiculous how many people saw that movie.
Forever.
That night, it was ridiculous.
Exactly. You know,
no idea.
4 billion, 1.6 billion.
And I can actually say, anyone who ever like is into movies, don't work movie theater. It ruins it for you. Don't do it. You hate people and movies for no reason. Mm-hmm. Just you come up like, I hate Avengers. I haven't even seen this movie yet.
Yet, ladies and gentlemen, who still goes and see more movies than anybody I know?
Because they're free.
Is the person that sits right next to, right across from me.
Because I don't have to pay $20 in my leg to go see one like everyone else. It's like, oh, I want to see Dark Knight. Here's my foot. I'll get it back when I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But I did Blood on Blu-ray. now I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now we talked about, I think that was all the topics, right?
Yeah, we kind of went through them really quick.
Yeah, because the other topics that really weren't topics were more interesting than the topics that we had as topics.
Yeah.
Because since you hadn't jumped into Dead Space, we really can't talk about that one just yet.
But it just scares me so much.
And look, we can go downstairs and play
it. No.
Yes, it's not, when you got two people, the demo is not that scary. It's in open.
No.
It's in open air. You know what I'm saying?
As long as
it's
open,
well lit.
I think just the closed, dark areas are things that scares me.
It's a few of those, but trust, they're not, you know what I'm saying, until you get
don't be like Resident Evil trapping me in an elevator with two zombies.
Until you get to the drill. There is an elevator involved, but not like that.
Now, no, it's just this elevator is like, just shut off the lights. Just turn two zombies. Just like, let's go right now.
Now, of all the games, we're talking about next-gen consoles that are coming out and things like that. Now, I want you to reach back into your gamerdom and back into the gaming of past, present, and I want you to bring something from those realms to the future. What game?
Power Stone.
You knew what I was going to say.
No, I'm just thinking like, no, like my brain thoughts as you said that like go back in your mind, Zelda, 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 Power Stone, Zelda, 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 Zelda. It's like,
they don't need to make any more Zeldas.
I need Zelda, an old school Zelda.
Zelda
not this new...
needs to do what WWE did and get the, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm done with Zelda.
Stop making it so stupid and kiddy.
That's what it is. That's the way it began.
Yeah, but
this
like,
boy trying to rescue this girl with a tri-unit of power, whatever they call it. What do they call it?
The Triforce.
The Triforce. Let me get this geometry angle and destroy you. I mean, Link has become iconic and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Game over, man.
Okay.
Game over. Leave Link out of this. Power Stone, yes, one of the games. Yeah. But the question was going to be, what game would you like to have made on the new console? What game would you like to bring back from the past? It can be a blast from the past. It can be a game that was made, but if they made it now, it would be even better. And so your choice is Power Stone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that a lot of the games, like the like OG games from the Dreamcast in general, a lot of those games should be kind of like the good ones, at least the ones that actually did sell very well, like the Shenmue. And yeah. Chrono Trigger too, because Chrono Trigger, the Chrono thing was really good. It's just a lot of those games would have done really, really well if they weren't on that like dedicated system and just they were deemed just that one area.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Dreamcast was so like obscure thing that not everyone had it, not everyone played it. I know people nowadays are like older than me, like, I didn't play Dreamcast, I didn't have one.
Dreamcast it's like, was a beast.
It was, and I don't care what anyone says, it was.
It was before its time.
But what I do not want is a Final Fantasy VII remake.
Final
Fantasy. Shut up. It's not happening.
Can you make a game that is not turn-based?
Yeah, they actually had. Well, no. They did Kingdom Hearts. I would like to see another Kingdom Hearts. Actual Kingdom Hearts 3. Don't give me Kingdom Hearts 2.5, 2.75, 2.99998. No, it's like they've had so many Kingdom Hearts. Like Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 3, 8, 9, 4, 6. So, yeah. Yeah, getting three.
Man, Power Stone was a good one. Now I'm thinking about his Power Stone.
I feel like they're going to do what's like Star Wars with like Kingdom Hearts 3. It's not going to happen for like another 30 years.
You know a game I would like to see brought back from the dead of games? Because I think they could make it a lot better.
The Game Graveyard.
Sega Genesis had a game called Altered Beasts. And I wonder if they could do a better job with that game.
Maybe
that one. You messed me up with Power Stone. Because
just Power Stone could have been that like fighting game to end all. Not really end all fighting games, but like to really conquer.
We have a Power Stone. It's called Super Smash Brothers.
No, it's not the same
thing. That is where it came from. That's where it came from.
I like Power Stone.
Yeah, everybody loves. I love Power Stone, but that's where it came from.
DOA Volleyball Extreme.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
No way. I now want to see Kiko and the rest of them jumping around.
Terry playing volleyball.
No, that was just.
Fan service.
That was ridiculous. You know
that whole concept was stupid.
People bought that game.
Like I don't want to play Barbie.
Animated characters, you know.
I don't want to play Barbie volleyball extreme. It's extreme because she's wearing a string. She's not wearing clothes, just a string.
Yeah.
Just the string.
I don't know. I don't know if there are not many other games that'll be a blast from
There aren't a lot. Because a lot of the games I do really want to play are just like because I grew up with those games and they were games that really meant a lot to me personally. So I'd really like to see them again kind of put out to a better audience. But there aren't a lot of games I really like wish would come back because I don't think they would really do better. I think they would just kind of be like updating graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, there are games I wish people would take another stab at and like go back and fix it.
Like what?
Wet. Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was just the huge disappointment for me. I, like,
Here's
waited so much
that
for
I
that
want
game.
Back. Knights of the Old Republic. I know you may not have played them.
They were good, though.
I played them both.
Because people thought they were just like these stupid little Star Wars RPGs.
They were
really good
They were outstanding. Oh, yeah. the KOTOR. That is the only turn-based games. Those are the only ones I've ever played and enjoyed the heck out of it. The story was awesome. I enjoyed them.
Speaking of turn-based, I really would like Final Fantasy to just stop as well, too. Because you had your run. It's been fun. It's been great. But you're just pulling stuff out of your behind now.
Is that why you don't want to play the new demo?
For what?
Is that for, no, that's Metal Gear. My bad. That's the Metal Gear demo.
Like, is there another one? Is there Final Fantasy 13.5?
Final Fantasy 12 and a half.
Because I think that's when they start making their mistakes when you put, like, Final Fantasy 10.2.
Yeah, why can't you just go ahead to 11?
Why can't you just change the story? We've all seen what's going to happen, and we know it's going to be tragic.
A game that I want to come back, Jade Empire.
Yeah.
I love Jade Empire. That was the first Bio. I think that was the first game that I recognized by BioWare.
Yeah.
That was the first one that I recognized was
I mean, BioWare. That was about the time that BioWare, like, because BioWare isn't really that old. I mean, it's been around, but not got, like.
I mean, but the games that they have released, you know, just come on with it.
Yeah.
But other than that.
I'm going to go play some Jet Set Radio Future.
Jet Set Radio Future.
And just so you know, that's like a dumb game for me. It's like that random, like, crap. Doesn't make any sense. It's just like, I want to kill some time.
I play that game, and I'm like, what?
You want to kill some time?
And people are like, man, Jet Set Radio Future is the bomb. Today, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just one of those things. If you want to kill some time, really, like, randomly just pop that in, skate around, paint some crap, go home.
Yeah,
or go to bed. One of the two.
I know. Is that it? I think that's
it. Yeah, we're just like pulling this along now. Like, we think we're still thinking about movies.
I think we're still thinking about movies. I'm just looking forward to the movies that are coming out.
I really hope there's going to be an Arkham World. I know everyone was upset about Joker teasing the new game or whatever they were all upset about in Bird Heart, but I'd be excited for Arkham World. I think I would actually like just pass out.
I would look forward to that game. Even though I was satisfied with the ending of that last one.
Yeah.
Of Arkham City, I would definitely look forward to, you know, Arkham World, if they're going to call it that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, right now, as far as superheroes go, Batman's got the game on lock. I know Iron Man came out with some strong movies.
But Batman's still kind of like.
Batman has the game on lock when it comes to movies, when it comes to the advertising, when it comes to the video games. Batman has sold the game up. Superman, you are sucking it hard right now. I mean. Your last game was ridiculous. Your last movie was ridiculous. Oh, hopefully.
Smallville was stupid. Sorry, I just don't like Superman. I decided to watch that show one day, and just I didn't understand the appeal. I didn't understand it.
I don't understand why Superman is like, he doesn't fight as hard as he can. Batman has to.
Well, no, even the show, he's like, I'm so tired. I can't handle it. I'm going to punch you with one finger. I can't handle it, Lois.
Yeah.
Then the names in that show, like, how'd you name two love interests, Lana Lang and Lois Lane? You had no originality there. It's like, really? Really?
Well, Superman needs a love interest before he gets to Lois.
Well, no.
Let's foreshadow her.
They look the same.
Lana Lang.
They look like the same person.
So that tells you Superman has a type.
Yeah.
So, Jay, he would not like you.
Nope. That's completely okay. And why does Green Arrow have a show? He's like the non-cool version of Batman.
He's no version of Batman. Absolutely not even close.
Because he's just like, he's not good as his own person. He's just a sidekick, but it's like, you're just a rich douche. Mm-hmm. No one likes you. No one. Maybe Superman sometimes.
No.
That's
everybody he fights has to have their own bow and arrow. Can't find nobody.
You're like freaking Hawkeye. Like, you bought 11 arrows to the fight of the century.
I have 12.
Good luck with those.
Yeah.
When you're finished, you got to go home now.
Yeah.
Get some more.
I know. Go star in the next Robin Hood with Cary Elwes.
No, he's like, Bell. I don't know. He's like Aquaman. Like, why are you here?
Yeah. Aquaman's pretty useless in the desert.
No, it's just like Aquaman and Spider-Man. Like, no one invited you guys. Go home.
Yeah. Spider-Man's pretty useless in a rural area.
What are you going to do? You can't really do much there. Yeah. You can throw spiders at people, but. I just still think it's funny. Like, Spider-Man actually isn't involved in any kind of, like, group of people. You're not part of the Avengers or Justice League. No one likes you.
Well, you know why. He's too smart. Spider-Man's too awesome to be a part of either one of those groups.
He's a crybaby, that's why.
Maybe so, but you don't have to point that out in public.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Anyway, that's it for me. You got anything left?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to go enjoy my comic books.
Her girly comic books.
They're really good, though. Mm. Empowered's awesome.
That's what you say. I think you're saying that she's trying to get free ones from the editors and chiefs.
Maybe.
But that is it for the Soul Spring. I'm out like a scout on a new route.
So am I. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
Later.
Peace, Reese's. Yeah. Bye.
And hair grease.